The idols that we make, the idols of the heart, are the things that keep us from Almighty Yahweh. If we turn to those things, if we return to those things and turn away from Yahweh and backslide in that manner, are we not as guilty as the people in the time of Israel that went into captivity in Assyria and those here in Judah that faced the same captivity under the hands of Babylonia? Let's continue reading verse 9. And it came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom that the land was polluted, and she committed adultery with stones and with stocks. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah has not returned to me with her whole heart, but feignedly, says Yahweh. In other words, she's faking it. She gives the appearance of turning to me. She gives me lip service, but she's not really doing it. And Yahweh said to me, backsliding Israel has showed herself more righteous than treacherous Judah. How about that? Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, return, you backsliding Israel, says Yahweh. I will not look in anger upon you, for I am merciful, says Yahweh. I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, admit it. Don't try to cover it up and hide it, admit it, and let's move on. Only acknowledge your iniquity that you have transgressed against Yahweh your Elohim, and have scattered your ways to the strangers under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, says Yahweh. Return, O backsliding children, says Yahweh, for I am a husband to you, and I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. So I'm not going to leave you alone in this. As you return to me, and as you show your willingness to do my will, I'm going to provide the teacher so that you'll be able to do so. And it shall come to pass, when you are multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, says Yahweh, they shall say no more the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they miss it, neither shall it be made any more. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Yahweh, and all the nations shall be gathered to it, to the name of Yahweh, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the stubbornness of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north, to the land that I give for an inheritance to your fathers. Great promises, if they'll only obey. But I said, how I will put you among the children, and give you a pleasant land, a good heritage of the hosts of the nations. And I said, you shall call me my father, and shall not turn away from following me. Surely as a wife treacherously departs from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, says Yahweh. Again, the charge of betrayal. A voice is heard upon the bare heights, the weeping and the supplications of the children of Israel, because they have perverted their way. They have forgotten Yahweh their Elohim. Return, you backsliding children. I will heal your backslidings. Brothers and sisters, let us not be like backsliding Israel and backsliding Judah, especially the latter, who saw the destructive end of her sister Israel because of her wayward paths, yet she did nothing to straighten out her own ways. Let us learn from our mistakes and from the mistakes of the past and from the mistakes of those around us, the mistakes of those around us who ignore the word of Yahweh, no matter how loudly he cries. I was amazed after the events of September 11th at what appeared to be a renewal of spirituality, however incomplete, among the people of our nation. But oh, how short-lived it turned out to be.